Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Mr. Number 370, Ellen White in Copenhagen. There was a little company assembled of intelligent, noble-looking men and women Danes. They had accepted the truth through Brother Brorson's and Madison's labors, and many of them had received the truth under difficulties that our American brethren know nothing of. It is an encouragement to me to see that the light given through the testimonies reaches hearts that never saw the instrument that the Lord has employed. 1,500 carpenters cannot get work now. Last winter there were uprisings and revolt and crime. Hunger is a hard master. It will lead to doing desperate things. Copenhagen is a stronghold of the militia. There is a long string of blocks, the soldiers' barracks, and a strong force is on hand constantly to be called upon to put down any riot or quell any violence. Directly opposite our windows is the city botanical garden. In this garden are many trees of every variety, and plants and flowers of every description. There are several large nursery buildings in the enclosure. There is an artificial lake and artificial hill where many rocks are gathered and classified. In this garden seats are arranged for the convenience of visitors, and all may enter it that choose. W. C. White and I have walked over the grounds nearly every day. The streets here are arranged upon a very liberal plan. The streets which leads to our place of meeting is over 100 feet wide and is divided into 7 parts with 3 rows of trees between them. The first is sidewalk, the second a place for carriages, this paved with stone. Then comes a place for men on horseback, then a broad street for footmen, next another carriage way, and then the sidewalk. This is all grand, safe, and convenient for all parties. But I look away from this in imagination to that city whose builder and maker is God, and whose broad streets are of pure gold as it were transparent glass. There are precious ones who believe, here in Copenhagen. There has been a good interest from outsiders to attend our meetings. The hall has been filled evenings. We were glad to see the spirit of labor upon some here newly come to the faith. Some expressed great anxiety for the work in this large city. They appealed to us not to leave them and let the present interest die away. They importuned for someone to remain who would continue to present the truth. We know this should be thus, but who? This is a great city, and how are they to be warned? This is the problem, with no more workers than we now have. It is a constant study. How shall we get the truth before the people in Europe? Why, we inquire, do not some of these nationalities who have received the truth in America become burdened over their countrymen and become missionaries for God? When we came to Copenhagen, there were men dressed in scarlet who were brilliantly flashing everywhere. A Brussels carpet was laid down from the car to the depot where he, a member of the royal family, passed through an arched doorway, and hacks were waiting with plumed soldiers to escort him to his palace. What a great change in Copenhagen since we first visited them. Our meetings were held in a little damp hall. Next our meeting was transferred to a basement. Above was a dancing hall and there were saloons all around us. Nearly a year ago, July 17, I again visited Copenhagen. We had a hall in improvement upon the one we had on our first visit, and there were more than double the number when we were on our first visit, and some of the best quality of people. And now, June 4th, we see many who have been added to the numbers of Sabbath keepers, and our hearts were made glad to see a respectable, noble, intelligent class of believers assembled in the city of Copenhagen. We could exclaim, "What hath God wrought?" And in this great city the work may still progress if the workers will not get above the simplicity of the work, but will keep humble and holy and dependent upon God.